the end of July, after this whirlwind, going here, there, and everywhere, I broke my ankle while playing tennis. In one brief misstep, I was rendered completely helpless. I couldn't walk without crutches, and then I couldn't carry anything, and, you know, taking a shower was just an amazing ordeal. I'm sure many of you here have had a similar experience of some sort or another. It was my first time for quite that much dependency, and it was very, very humbling. In that one moment of change, I felt like the manager in today's parable. All of a sudden, found myself on the couch crying out in despair, "What on earth am I going to do now?" I could see the weeks of immobility unfolding before me, the months. But sometimes there is a freedom in desperation. You suddenly see the world in black and white. Things become more clear instead of all the choices and all the conflicting colors. And this is what happens today to the manager in today's unusual parable. And remember, that is why Jesus teaches in parables. They're really interesting stories, and the purpose of the parable is to make you kind of look, say, hey, look over here, and see something that you've never seen before. To present what appears to be an ordinary tableau, but things are radically different there, and it makes you see the world differently. So in today's parable, we hear of this manager who's been coasting along, cutting corners, not really doing his job. And suddenly, the boss is on to him. And he realizes if he loses this job, he has nothing. He has nothing to fall back on. In the one moment, the manager's passive tricks are rendered useless. He's suddenly awake, and he's scared. In sort of a rare first-person moment for a biblical narrative, you hear his voice. What will I do? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. You connect with the manager. You can feel this situation for him. You realize if he doesn't act fast, he will have no safety net. So he stays true to who he is, to his wily ways, and he starts calling on people to make them his friends by cutting them deals. Well, when I broke my ankle, I was forced to stop immediately and to let go of all the plans and really unrealistic expectations, maybe even delusions that I had for myself. All the competitive tennis and cooking big meals for extended family and traveling to see kids here and there and all that, you know, just came to a screeching halt. But there were some gifts in this new reality. I had much more patience to sit with my mother, and she loves to play cards, and so we had a great time playing card games, and I just enjoyed it immensely. And my husband, Michael, we've been married for 30 years this summer, and so it's kind of hard to develop new connections after that long. You know each other quite well. But after I had my accident, of course, he did panic for a minute when he realized all that was meant for him. But then he really embraced his role. He had time and space to be a caretaker, and he made a game out of it, like learning about all my special face creams, you know, the morning ones and the night ones. And he never noticed any of that. And, you know, do you want to wear your blue joggers or your black joggers? You know, just all that kind of stuff. So it brought humor to the situation. Well, I think the manager of today's parable, he's learning some surprising lessons in this moment of awakening. His boss actually seems pleased that the manager is taking action. The manager is praised for his shrewd behavior. This is a word commonly associated with this parable, shrewd. And we think of that as sort of having a little bit of a negative connotation, but the Greek word is just more pure, like wise. So the manager is held up as wise for his activity. Sunday we heard the parable of the lost sheep, and that's another top 10 parable. You see the stained glass windows of it. This experience of being lost, being afraid, being cold and alone, and then being found. And we know that if sometimes we find others, and sometimes we are found by others, but we experience that as part of God's care for us. So I believe that our good news today is that this parable of the unjust manager, the shrewd manager, acknowledges something very different, something sort of less talked about in our life of faith, but it's equally important. So I'm going to name that dynamic as one of authentic action. Authentic action. As followers of Jesus, we're not asked to sit on the sideline and maintain this perfect scorecard of behavior. Because even when we try, we can't do it. But also, sometimes anxiety can cause us to just freeze and stop engaging. It's too much. The world is too complicated, too painful. However, like this scrappy manager, we're called to keep getting into the mix, to keep participating in life. And even when we might be shortcutting and doing things, we can recognize that when we're sitting back and not doing enough, like the manager was in the beginning, just being passive. We can wake up and think about what authentic action God is calling us to today. For each one of us, it's different. But to not be afraid to jump in. And I truly believe that God will be present there in that action. Even if it's messy, complicated, even when we mess up and have to make amends, even when we do things like the manager, may cut deals that were really not allowed to be cutting, somehow this parable is telling us that God is there. God is with us. And especially if we're continually reaching out in love and striving for bringing this love to the world, then we will be supported and we're doing something that's part of the kingdom of God. In the topsy-turvy world of this unjust steward, there's affirmation given to the person who doesn't have a clean record but wakes up and acts. Even if he's originally motivated by his own desperation, his action makes good things happen. I know in my experience of this injury, I did okay, and, you know, I didn't mind my husband seeing my less attractive sides of when I felt sorry for myself or got mad. But I did end up going on yet another trip that I planned with my friends because they wanted me to go, but it was probably overly ambitious. But both of my sisters were with me, and so I thought I could do it, and we were on this trip, but I realized I could barely walk. It was too much, and they kind of kept forgetting about me, which is natural. But I finally, one day, kind of lost it. You know, I just started crying, and I was looking at my sisters like, I need y'all to help me. I can't do this. And it was very embarrassing. It was very humbling. And but I really feel like talking about the transformation, I think me being willing to be vulnerable like